From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Bit wacky, eh?
Yeah, what recession? Where's the recession? Hey, where is it? Look, we were expecting the unexpected yesterday, and I think that position proved to be correct. And I think I said yesterday that the devil would be in the detail, and you'd need to not take the headline number at face value again. We probably called that one correct. So, yeah, 4% unemployment. That is a great number, Mike. That's a fantastic number. We consider what we've been through. It actually improved. I think that hasn't been pointed out this morning. It improved from the March quarter. The March quarter was 4.2%, so it went to 4%. So clearly a big surprise there. Expectations were quite a bit higher, as we discussed yesterday. I think pretty much all of them were for a number above 5%. So look, in a perfect world, Mike, we would celebrate that number. We'd get on with it, confident that we're in a great place. And that would be wonderful. But here's the thing. It's not quite as simple as the headline number. You need to look at the broader measures, and you need to look at some of the detail. And we talked about this yesterday. Participation rate, it fell 0.8%. Now, you're dealing with big numbers here, Mike. That's important. If you look at the working age population, it's almost 4 million people. A fall in the participation rate of 0.8%. That's a big change. That's a lot of people that were just not in the workforce. And that flatters the unemployment rate. A historic fall in hours worked. 10.3%, largest fall in hours worked since the data series began. And one of the key stats, Mike, and I think you've already mentioned that this morning, the underutilization rate climbed to 12% from 10.4%. That's the largest quarterly rise recorded since the series began in 2004. So people are working, but not as much as they want to, and they're not earning as much. Those are the key issues. Wages surprised to the downside. Now, Mike, I actually saw a figure reported yesterday that I can't verify, but it did say that at certain stages of the lockdown, almost 30% of wages paid in New Zealand were supplied via the wage subsidy. I mean, that's a phenomenal number to get your head around. And as far as I can see from the Ministry of Social Development figures, there's still circa 450,000 people still on the wage subsidy extension. For those of you that want a feeling for what that number is, that's about 17% of the labour force. So there's clearly an issue coming at us at some stage, and that's one of the key takeaways here, the medium-term takeaways. Lots of uncertainty over what happens when that subsidy ends, but I think it's fair to say that in the background there appears to be a material deterioration in labour market conditions. So we're highly dependent on government support. It's going to be a key focus for the election. I would say, Mike, in all fairness, if it is going to deteriorate, at least the starting point is good. I'd rather start at 4% unemployment than start at 6 or 7%. And if you do look at the market, Mike, if you look at what happened to the Kiwi dollar, that's usually the barometer of these data sort of outcomes. It would normally move an enormous amount with a number that is so far away from expectations. It barely moved. The market has looked through the headline number.
Okay, Grant Robertson after 7 o'clock. Quickly on the QV numbers, where's housing at?
Yeah, we're looking through the month. What are we talking about? QV numbers yesterday. Look through the monthly numbers. Look at the quarterly numbers. Nationwide values lifted up 0.4%, but there's clearly a bit of froth in certain areas, but that seems to be flattening off, Mike. Look at the main centres. Auckland down very small, 0.2%. In the quarter, similar move in Dunedin, Hamilton up 0.9. Here we go. Here's a surprise. Tauranga up 2.5%. Gee, if you want to be anywhere, you want to be down there on that east coast, don't you? On an annual basis, Auckland up 5.1%. Don't know what's happening in Dunedin. Well, I do know what's happening in Dunedin. Mike, property's up 20% in the last 12 months. Look at the provinces. Queenstown down 4.2%. But the expensive stuff down there, that stuff over 1.6 million, that's down 10.5%. Get down there. Bag yourself a bargain in Queenstown, Mike.
What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 27, just over 27. Hang on a sec, we've just got 27,126, up 297 points. The S&P 500, 3,326, up 20. The NASDAQ, 10,984, up 43. So in the green in the US, the FTSE 100, 6,104, up 69, 1.14%. The Nikkei, 22,514, lost 59 points yesterday. Shanghai Composite gained 6 points yesterday, 3,327. In the Australasian markets, the ASX 200, 6,001, down 36, about 0.64%, quiet down the NZX 50, 11,757. It was down 14.12%, so barely moved. On the currencies, 0.6647 against the US, 0.9241 Aussie, 0.5601 Euro, 0.5067 pounds, 70.16 yen. Gold continues to troop higher. $2,035 for an ounce of gold. That's in US dollars. And Brent crude, $45.10.
Fabulous. Have a good one. See you for Friday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.